Splurt? Buddy? You there? You and I need to have a little talk, mister. Where were you? We needed you out there.
Didn't you, like, tell him not to come?
Yes, I told him not to come, but since when has that ever stopped him? You know Splurt, he always comes. Even when I don't want him to, especially when I don't want him to, he just comes.
He pointed in the direction of the corridor.
I tell him to stay, and then I go out, and I know one thing for certain. Splurt's coming. That's what he does. Splurt never stays. Splurt comes. Shiz, that woman in the restaurant may have had a point. That does sound kind of sexual.
He shuddered, then looked up again.
Splurt, where the funk are you?
Master Splurt is in his room, sir.
Oh, he is he? Well, we'll just see what... Wait, Splurt has a room?
Technically not, sir. But given that we have company present, I felt it sounded better than he's in the kitchen cupboard.
Oh, good call. But what the funk is he doing in... Shiz, wait.
Company present. With all the excitement of their escape, Cal had completely forgotten the reason for it. He turned to the guest chairs to find Tira rocking back and forth, her arms wrapped around herself, her razor-sharp teeth grinding together.
Yeah, I know, kid. Lauren's flying has that effect on all of us.
Wait, ain't that Junta's kid?
Tira.
The girl flinched a fraction at the sound of her name, but continued to rock and stare.
She kicked the shiz out of you a while back, right?
No, she did not. I mean, sure, she got in a few good punches and battering rammed me in the balls a couple of times, but ultimately I kicked the shiz out of her, so there.
You know she's a child, right?
She's an alien shark child.
Still a child.
No, I disagree. It's not the same. The nasty little bedge tried to break my neck. She totally had it coming.
He remembered for the second time in as many minutes that Tira was right there in the room. He flashed her one of his most winning smiles as he squatted next to her and patted her on the knee.
Hey, you! Just go right ahead and ignore that stuff I just said, okay? Will you do that for me?
Tira rocked back and forth, her eyes staring blankly through him.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and take that as a yes.
Miz turned in her chair.
What's wrong with her?
Cal snapped his fingers in front of Tira's face a couple of times. Her eyes darted around as if searching for the source of the sound, but never quite finding it.
I have absolutely no clue. Kevin? Got any ideas?
Oh, yes, I do as it happens. I'm very glad you asked, sir. So, you know wigwams?
Specifically about this current situation?
Ah, I see. Then no, sir. No ideas about this, I'm afraid.